Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Going to Ephesians 6:11. put on the whole armor of God, that ye may stand, may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the army of God, and I've been thinking about this scripture. And the armor has a purpose. I mean, back in the day, when they would go to war, they would wear this armor to protect them from the enemy. And if they didn't have that armor on, well, they would die. And thinking about being in Christ and standing in his righteousness and being under the umbrella, whereas not standing that and being out of the umbrella. I know for myself, I can at times find myself trying to stand in something other than his armor and his might and his righteousness. I can find myself trying to stand in something of my own. And that's when I find that I'm not standing at all. I'm flat on my tushy. And the fact that it is a battle. You know, I can, in my natural man, tend to want things to be easy. But the flesh is at enmity with God. So it is a battle to stand in this. And if you're not in the battle, you're going to get killed. I mean, when people go to war, and they're at war, and they just say, I just want to be done. I just want to take a break. I just don't want to deal with this stuff right now. Well, if they do that, they're going to die. And I can find myself in that place where I just think, I just don't want to deal with this right now. But there is a battle that needs to be taking place in standing in the power of his might, in his righteousness. And if I don't have on the whole armor, I'm going to be bare somewhere and susceptible to enemy fire. So just that, just be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, his, not my own, not yours. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
Is my soul. Good evening, guys. So I was talking to one of the other mothers today and about our children, and she says her child knows everything, quote unquote knows everything, or think that they know everything. Yeah, my children do as well. They think that they know better than mom, that they're smarter than mom. And then it got me thinking, well, how often do I do that to my husband? Or how often do I do that to my authorities in the Lord? How often are my ways smarter? Are my ways better? Well, in that, it's just one of judging the Lord. It's judging the Lord unfaithful to work through those people that he's put over you. It's judging the Lord unfaithful. And that's not where I want to stand. So, you know, if I stop standing there, then maybe my children will. Maybe that there's a higher hope for my children if I'm walking in the Lord, to walk with the Lord, because biblically it says so. And it took me to Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So, am I yielding myself unto death, or am I yielding myself unto righteousness? That's a choice we all have to make. That's it.
Okay. I'm also going to Ephesians 6. The Lord gave me that this morning, just the part before Lisa's. Ooh, jeepers. I'll start at 1, even though my intent is to end up at 5 and 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Now, I know some people in this day and age look at these passages that talk about servants and masters, and they say, well, those don't apply anymore. And they actually do. In the world, there are situations such as in South Africa where they do have servants and masters. But we are all servants, all of us. Ultimately, our master is the Lord. But for children, your master is your parents. For wives, your master is your husband and your discipler if you're under authority there. And for husbands, their master could be twofold. It could be their employer. It could also be their discipler. But ultimately, it is the Lord. So servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart. This one, I'm just going to add, according to the flesh, it's not talking about your master, the Lord. It's talking about your masters and men. Trembling, fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, which we talk about all the time. Do all things as unto Christ. every single thing that you do in your day, you should do as if you were doing it for the Lord Jesus. Whether it be taking out the garbage, washing the dishes, or teaching your children, you should do it as if the Lord asked you. And you should complete it perfectly. Not with eye service, which means service performed only under the master's eyes. For the master's eye usually stimulates greater diligence. His absence, on the other hand, renders sluggishness. So you do it, even if your master cannot see you, you do it perfectly and as unto the Lord. All things that we are asked to do. Not as men pleasers, which would be pleasing men. Trying to get the favor of men, when ultimately we should be trying to get the favor of the Lord, because that's all that matters. And I'll let you know that if your intent in everything that you do is to please the Lord, and you don't care what man thinks, men will generally be pleased as well. They will actually probably be in awe of your diligence and the work that you've done, because it's not something that's often seen these days, unfortunately. You do all things as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. I know when Scott first started being involved with this ministry, I can't think of the right way to put it. I was a little put off by the the submitting to your husband. It was very strenuously encouraged, and I was put off by that. I was like, what in the world are they talking about? You want me to do what? And Robin talked to me about this a lot. And finally she said, you need to quit trying to make sense of it. You need to quit trying to wrap your head around it and just do it. Just do it. Just obey. Do what you're supposed to do. If you don't know what you're supposed to do, ask. Ask your husband what you're supposed to do and then do it. Don't have a bad attitude about it. Just do it. And the Lord will meet you in that. Pray. Say, Lord, I want to please you. Please show me how to do it. Ask your husband, what can I do? What do you need me to do today? Ask your parent, what can I do? What do you need me to do today? And then do it. And the Lord will meet you in that. He wants us to get it right. He wants us to be that good and faithful servant. And if you really stop and think about it, and you think about your life before Christ, and sometimes on any given day your life might not look that different than it did before Christ, but for the most part it is, and you think about where you were. I remember we were working a lot. We had our own business, so we were always working. Always. And we were making a lot of money and had nothing to show for it. It was just being devoured. And we were being devoured. And there was no peace. I remember I kept telling Scott, I just want peace. I just want joy. And I couldn't ever find it. And then I remember the first time I felt joy was when Brad and Phil and Tristan and James all came up to help us move. And I worked my butt off feeding those guys and making sure they had everything they needed. And I was just waited on them the whole time. I was a servant and did whatever they needed me to do. If they needed food, I got it. If they needed a drink, I got it. I was right there with it. And that was the most joy I've ever felt. Because I was serving the Lord. And they were too. And it was this awesome experience all around. And it's something that I never thought that I would find. And the peace that I found in the Lord is like none other. So why not serve him? Why not just, what I want doesn't matter? And that's a hard thing to wrap your mind around, and it's a hard thing to be in agreement with sometimes. because I would be perfectly pleased to stay here where it's nice and green and lush, and or go to Vermont where it's nice and chilly and green and lush. But I have to go back to Texas, and I know that. And my flesh has a very difficult time with that. But that which I learned in that year in Texas is not comparable to any other thing. And if that's what the Lord wants me to do, that's what I'll do. I will say, yes, Lord, amen, I'll do it. And praise him all through it. And if my heart isn't in the right place, pray and ask him to change it. I will take the actions and I will take the steps that I need in faith. And I know that he'll meet me there because he's good. And that's what he does.
Who is like him? Mountains bow down, every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. Praise Adonai, from the rising of the sun till the end of every day. Praise Adonai, all the nations.
we have for you tonight. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you on Sunday.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.